Blog Talk Radio.
Do it for the vlog.
Know me, I love the cheese with my sock.
When you see me with the keys to the jog.
Hard work, dedication.
Them no want to see me able. So me no say I can't them. And when them want to see me broke, God make me use success. Shame them. Get to you would make success fear the bigger picture. All them have to do I frame them. And that's why me step myself out a certain circle and make God done shape them. Them a walk with a load glock. Want see me in a boat box. Same friend when me put up a show back. Never deserve a space for my Kodak. Let them in from your network and get hurt. When you do the right thing, them want you left hurt. Them heart dusty like red dirt. Want see a white turn red shirt. Them no want see me able. So me no say I can them. And when them want see me broke, God make me use success. Shame them. Get to you, make success paint the bigger picture. All them have to do I frame them. And that's why me step myself out a certain circle and make God done shape them. God watch over me life, never left me side. Even when me reside, them want see me fall and rejoice. Me use the knife and divide the friendship. I had a dream rich and cleaner. More of the Benz, the Bentley, the Beamer, my Nina. Can't wait till me reach on a peak, yeah. Them no want see me able. So me no say I can them. And when them want see me broke, God make me use success. Shame them. Get to you, make success paint the bigger picture. All them have to do I frame them. And that's why me step myself out a certain circle and make God done shape them. Them a walk with a load glock. Want see me in a boat box. Same friend when me put up a show back. Never deserve a space for my Kodak. Let them in from your network and get hurt. When you do the right thing, them want you left hurt. Them heart dusty like red dirt. Want see a white turn red shirt. Them no want see me able. So me no say I can them. And when them want see me broke, God make me use success. Shame them. Get to you, make success paint the bigger picture. All them have to do I frame them. And that's why me step myself out a certain circle and make God done shape them.
Yo, what up, peoples? How y'all doing? It's your boy, Brooklyn Kid, back with another show for y'all. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2016. Hopefully, you had a good New Year's Eve and stuff. And I hope this year, you know, y'all have a prosperous and, you know, prosperous and successful year. You know, hopefully everything, you know, go well for you guys. So, you know, and yeah. This is the year we're in now. It's January 2nd, 2016, 11:03 at night, Saturday night. Live from NYC, I know how we do, you know. Yeah, hopefully you had a happy holiday, happy a Merry Christmas. Hopefully y'all didn't eat too much. Hopefully y'all didn't throw shade at each other's family. Or at your, or I should say, you know, yeah. Hopefully, I didn't throw shade on y'all, you know, family members and stuff. If y'all did, well, oh well. I think I did. Did I throw shade on my family members? I think I did. Maybe one or two. I don't remember. I probably did. Nah, but all seriousness, though, I had a good holiday. You know, it's good getting up with the family, chilling with them. You know, eating good and stuff, and, you know, and just, you know, relaxing, and, you know, with the fam. It is very cold up here. It is what, how much it is up here? It's about, well, it's what, in the 30s right now? I think it's like 37 degrees Fahrenheit. for the past couple of weeks, we've been kind of like spoiled with warm weather. You know what I mean? Very spoiled. So I guess we got to pay this price now. You know, the next month or two is going to be like mad brick. You know what I mean? Very, very cold. So, oh, well, it's just how it is. You got to live with it. You feel me? I was going to say something. I spoke to Drew this morning. Also known as Cognac. Spoke to him early this morning, and we have agreed to bring back the show next month, which is February, I believe, sometime, either the 8th or the 9th. We're going to bring it back, you know, do it once a week for an hour, you know, and we're going to do that, talk about a lot of topics and stuff, you know, every week. And it's going to be hot, you know what I mean? It's going to be real good. We have a lot of things we want to discuss and cover, you know. One thing I am going to at least, you know, just touch on this for a very brief time. But after that, I'm going to hold that off until next month for us to talk about, you know, one-on-one and to get other people's feedback on, excuse me, on that topic. Let's see, is there anything else I want to mention? For now, that's it as far as like house, you know, house announcements or house rules concerned. I want to, you know, talk a little bit about the Bill Cosby situation. You know, I felt a little, for a certain type of way about it, because I'm like, I know they're trying to, like, destroy old Bill, you feel me? Feel bad, because I'm like, man, you know, it's crazy. This is the topic that I'm really trying not to get into, because, you know, again, I want to talk about this with Drew on the show. And get other people's feedback. So again, if you want to touch on it a little bit, call up the show. We can talk about it. I only have like less than almost like 20 minutes left. But, you know, as you know, this a half hour show for now. But again, call in at 516-453-9358. 516-453-9358. Talk about this or anything else you want to talk about. But as far as this Bill Cosby thing is concerned, man, oh boy, this is wild, bro. This is wild. They're really trying to take down the whole Bill, but you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's crazy that they're trying to do this. You know, I don't know how that lady just come out the woodwork about what he tried to do 10 years ago to her. Supposedly tried to do 10 years ago to her. You know what I mean? But man, this is crazy. But another thing I want to touch on before I go to the major topic is about LeBron James. You know, LeBron, I've been hearing about LeBron. LeBron James, actually before LeBron James, you know what happened with Tamir Rice. Well, the case of Tamir Rice, but Tamir Rice was a 12-year-old kid that got shot in Cleveland, Ohio, because somebody thought that he had, the BB gun that he had was a real gun. So they called the cops. Person called the cops, and then the cops shot him in the chest, I think, twice or something. But they shot him, and it killed him. The cop is not, he's scot-free, you know, went off. Timothy Lohman, I believe. Yes, Timothy Lohman. His name got scot-free. So now a lot of people are, there was a brother by the name of Tariq Torre, I believe. How you pronounce it? Tariq Torre. He's a writer and a activist, I believe, out of Cleveland. And he suggested that LeBron James would, like, you know, go on a little strike, you know, until Officer Lohman is put behind bars. Now, I understand what they're trying to do. But I don't think LeBron, I don't think it's fair for LeBron to really do that. I mean, I understand, yeah, LeBron did participate in other you know, commemoration or tribute to other young men that had passed away. You know, i.e. Trayvon Martin, and you know, I you know, the whole Black Lives Matter campaign. I understand he did that. I mean, but for him to, you know, sit out until something happens, I mean, do you really think that LeBron James have that kind of advantage just because he plays for Cleveland Cavaliers? Like, do you really, I don't know if he has that kind of advantage, yo. That's kind of a lot to really put on one person. You feel me? On top of that, Martin Luther King Day, he actually has a big game against Golden State Warriors. So, you kind of put LeBron, he's kind of between a rock and a hard place right now, because he actually, I would hate for somebody to do that to me, you know. Like, I mean, I understand in one sense because, again, he has two sons, but, I mean, still, that's kind of a lot for you to put on somebody, but that's just me, you know. Like, when I read this, I said, what? I'm so happy I'm not LeBron right now. But seriously, nah, this is not. I'm thinking about it too, and I'm thinking about it. I said, I don't know, man. I'm not even gonna say nothing about that anymore about that. But I'm gonna go right to the topic at hand. I want to talk about, it's funny because I've seen a video, I think it was yesterday actually, and it was a video of two students in the classroom fighting each other, and it appears to be a teacher, I would assume it's a teacher, took a belt and started. He literally took a belt to the kids that were fighting. And it took me back to when I was younger. I mean, this never happened to me, but it took me back to when I was coming up, you know, in a predominantly Black school where, you know, the teachers would discipline the students, like, physically, like, you know. You know, they weren't really like the white teachers who kind of like just, but I went to a predominantly white school and a predominantly Black school separately. Like, I went to different schools in my life. So I saw the dichotomy between when it came to discipline the students when they were, you know, disrupting the classroom or just all out misbehaving. You know, white teachers, most likely they will just yell at you and threaten to call your moms or your parents or whoever is responsible for you at that time or your guardian, things. You know, just any person that is under their care, like, they will just call you for that. You know, call their parents, or they will call your guardian and file a complaint to them and let them take care of you. You know, let them handle the situation. With the Black, predominantly Black schools and stuff, when you have like a Black principal and Black teachers and everything, 9 times out of 10, they'll threaten you. Like, they'll threaten, like, oh, if you don't sit over there, I'm going to come over there and slap you upside your head. Like, I remember when I was like in elementary school, I used to go to like this predominantly Black school. And I had this, I don't know if she was a teacher's aide or something, or like a teacher's assistant. But every time we would act up, she would kind of like clock us in the head with her nails or her fingernails, you feel me? Like, I used to see the artist, and I, oh man, I'd be trying my hardest not to like misbehave, because I know if I misbehave in that class, I was going to get clocked in there with a fingernail. You feel me? And that's what happened. You get clocked in the with your fingernails and stuff. And now I could also recall when I was like maybe like first grade, I kind of like told somebody off in a profane language and stuff. And my teacher heard me. And mind you, she's a black teacher, right? She's a black woman. Came up to me, and slapped me across my face like she was my mother. Like, literally, she slapped me across my face and threatened to wash my mouth out with soap. Now, I don't think she would literally wash my mouth out with soap, but she heard me, like, going off on my classmate, saying some inappropriate language, and proceeds to slap me across my face again, like she's my mother. I think my mother only did that to me in my experience when I was a kid. So I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? I'm thinking back and I'm like, wow. So I'm thinking appropriate now, like, for students to, like, get physically disciplined by their teachers. Like, is that even still appropriate? And I'm like, I'm the first one to say, yo, whooping don't always, or spanking, whooping, slapping, however you want to call it, that does not always, it's not the main solution to, like, a child misbehaving. Because nowadays, or something that's been going on for, actually for a long time now, you know, a child can call the police and say, yo, this person, been beating me, feel me? You know, like, they can literally say, yo, this person was hitting me, spanking me, all that. So I don't really think that's one of the reasons why I understand it, you feel me, but I don't think that's like the main solution. You feel me? Second of all, really, I think spanking ain't always gonna help. So it really isn't gonna help like that, because that's only temporary. You know what I mean? What happens like the next week or the next month? You know what I mean? Like what happens when he gets older? When he gets older, you ain't gonna be able to do that no more, like you used to, or he or she, I should say. You're not really gonna be able to do all that spanking, because most kids grow, you know, they get taller than the parent. And, you know, sometimes I'm not saying all, but I'm just saying it may backfire, and it won't work to some extent. So there has to be other alternatives to disciplining a child, especially in the school, in the school, you know, like, again, most times, really, they just call the cops. I mean, if you remember what happened in November, when I think it was around October, November. End of October going into November, when the young lady, I believe she was 18, that was at the high school in South Carolina, she was disrupting the class, and the teacher tried to tell her, hey, you know, leave, because you're disrupting. She didn't want to leave, called the cops, or the school officers. Yeah, if y'all familiar with the video, then y'all know what happened later on, you know. But it seems like that's the only way to discipline a child, is to get school officers involved. Because you can't try to do it yourself, because, like, if you try to, like, you know, physically discipline a child, then either one, they're going to go tell on the parent, or two, they're going to fight back, and or even both, you feel me? So the best thing to do, really, is just to call the cops, really, and let the cops handle that situation from there accordingly. You know what I mean? So I know when I was a kid, times have changed, man. Times have changed. I'm not saying that I know everything, but I'm just saying I'm looking at how things were back then into now, you feel me? But I remember there was this light-skinned kid in my class, and I remember his mom even told one of the teachers, say, let me tell you something, if my son misbehaving, you call me, okay? Call me and I'll come beat him and all. Like, wow, son. Wow. I've even heard situations like, hey, you know, I've heard situations where parents would give teachers permission to give them, you know, to discipline them, bank them and all that. You know, like, I've heard of situations like that. And, I mean, I guess they have some sort of rapport. So, and there's some sort of trust there involved between the parent and the teacher. So it's like, again, you can kind of understand, but it's like, yo, I don't know, man. Again, that don't always work. That don't always work. You need other alternatives. I don't know. I ain't no parent, so I can't really give you. I can't give you no alternatives off top. You know what I mean? But to me, man, it's just, wow. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. When I saw that teacher took the belt, it kind of reminded me of the Wayans brothers when Pops used to take the belt to Marlon and Sean when he felt they were misbehaving, even as adults. Like, you take off his if you look at that video, I wish I could find it. If I find it, I'll probably put it like down below in the description box. But underneath our Facebook, the link to our Facebook page, which I highly suggest y'all should go and like. But if you see it, man, it's like, yo, man, it reminded me of Pop Williams so bad, yo, of the Wayans brothers. That was hilarious. I'm not saying it was funny, but I'm just saying just that, thinking back at it, I couldn't help but laugh when I thought about that. But in all seriousness, you know, I wonder what's going to happen to that dude, yo. I mean, are they going to suspend him? Are they going to dock his pay? Like, what's going to happen to it? Like, what's the repercussions for what he did? Because, I mean, it's on camera, and, you know, I don't know, maybe the parent might not really care, because they're like, you shouldn't be fighting anyway, you know what I mean? But, I don't know. too bad it's not, like, you know, on the news or anything like that, because maybe it is. Who knows? I'm going to have to check, but so far, we don't really hear the news really talking about it, so we won't know what's, most likely we won't know what's going to happen. Most likely we won't know, but, man, a lot of these kids getting out of control, man, and, man, this is getting crazy and crazy and crazy every year. If they ain't shooting up the school, they beating each other up, they shooting up, man, oh, gosh, ain't nobody got time for this. Like, for real, nobody. I'm so happy I'm out of school. But then again, I have to think about when I have kids, you feel me? I mean, do my kids gonna have to go to school with them same type of students? Or do I just homeschool them? I think homeschooling sounds like a better solution. But then again, nah, I'm not a parent right now. And we're not going to really discuss how we're going to raise my kids. So, that's what I do, you know, my wife. But that's neither here nor there. But again, yeah, it's wild, man. It's wild. It's really wild out there nowadays. But it is what it is. And let's see how much left, how much time I got left. Oh, about 4 minutes left, but I think I'm just gonna end this right here, you know, because I have four minutes. And but yeah, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. remember next month is maybe to bring it back to Kyniac and Brooklyn K's show. That I believe it's either a Tuesday or a Wednesday. So one of them days, I'll give you some more info about it as time goes on. But we're going to get back to it, you know what I mean? We're going to, you know, do this and come back stronger than ever. You know what I mean? We're going to make it happen, yo, for real. Because I'm pretty forward to, you know, how things going to play out with this show. I'm looking forward to hearing the people calling in, especially women. I hope women call in and give their perspectives, you know, so we can have a nice, healthy dialogue, even though we may not agree with each other fully on certain perspectives, you know. So that's mainly what I'm looking forward to. I'm also looking forward to the brothers too. I like the brothers to call too, but it just, when we did the last season or the last segment, we had a lot of dudes calling in, and we had very little chicks calling in. When the chicks called in, usually it was just a bunch of disagreements, you know. And chicks, you know, really, like, they wouldn't really upfrontly tell me they ain't like my perspective, quote unquote. They felt I was too harsh, which maybe not the harshest guy, you know. You know, I mean, I may come off like that, but I'm not really as harsh as people think I am. I just have very strong views about certain things. But I mean, who doesn't? You feel me? Who doesn't feel strongly about certain certain perspectives that they may have, either from experience or just, you know, just by observation, you know, who don't, you know? So it is what it is, you know. We just got to learn to agree or disagree and move on from that, for me, for real. And let's see if there's anything else I need to say. I think that's it. Let me see. What's today? Today's the 2nd, right? I think that's all for now. But I want to thank y'all for, again, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you guys for really listening to me. I know I may not be the most entertaining guy, but, you know. I thank y'all for still listening to me anyway. I hope y'all have a good day, or I say good night, good week, and you know, hope y'all stay safe and continue to do what y'all do, you know, and then, you know, stay positive and stuff, so, you know, get through what y'all need to get through from where. Hope that's what y'all do. And on that note,